From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Hey, good morning, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. It's 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Before we get to the Canadian news, we've got a great event coming up tomorrow night for a great cause. It's the Canine Estates event, and it's going to be happening at the Ruth Eckert Hall tomorrow night, Friday night. And joining us on the phone to talk a little bit about the event is Fran Salem, who is a great volunteer down there. Fran, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Ed.
Tell us a little bit about Canine Estates and how you got started.
Well, Canine Estates began about almost 3 years ago. There are three sisters that run it. They used their retirement money and bought a house. The house was renovated just for the care of the dogs. We take in only small dogs, 25 pounds and under, because of the size of the home. They have free run of the house. It's a rescue sanctuary. Before our dogs come to us, we get calls from all over. People turn in their dogs because family members get sick and no longer take care of them. Somebody finds a stray, or the county will call us that they have some small dogs. Abused animals, I don't even want to go into that. Mm. We get some terrible, terrible, sad situations. The first thing we do is bring them to our vet, and we make sure they're healthy. And, of course, if they need any care, it's all taken care of. If they haven't been spayed or neutered, that's taken care of. We microchip them. Once they're healthy, we bring them into the house, and we try to socialize them, which some don't need any help at all, because no matter what they go through, these little critters, they are just wonderful. They just bounce back.
And, Fran, I hear the Canine Estates home is a beautiful place.
Oh, yes. I encourage you to come visit. Make an appointment, and we come visit. Now, if anybody ever wants to adopt one of our little dogs, we do a home visit. You can fill out an application online, or you can make an appointment and come to the house and visit. The dogs run free. They're only in crates when it's time to go to bed or to eat.
Now, what are the ages of some of the canines that are out there?
Most of them are seniors. I'm going to say from 3 up. We get a lot of senior dogs. People seem to shy away from seniors. They think, oh, well, they don't last too long. That's not so. They're wonderful, especially for senior folks, because they're calmer. They've already been trained. They just want to be loved. They don't want to be running and playing. And let's face it, when you're over a certain age, you don't want to run and play either.
Right. And now I understand that you're the recipient, or the Canine Estates is the recipient of the Pinellas County Sheriff's rug that says, In Dog We Trust?
That's us. Yes, absolutely. That wonderful sheriff, he adopted a little dog from us that was pretty sick and didn't have much longer to live. Mm. But you know what? Lasted almost 2 years with the family's love and care. And when this error came through on the rug, he thought of us right away.
We're talking with Fran Salem, who's a wonderful volunteer for Canine Estates. Now, Fran, tell us about the event at Ruth Eckert Hall, the time tomorrow night, and what exactly is going on and how it's going to benefit Canine Estates.
Oh, Ed, we're so excited about this. It's our first big, huge fundraiser. It's going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall in the Marguerite Hay Great Room. It will be from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's a Wild West casino night.
Wow.
So all you need is a pair of jeans and maybe a cowboy hat, and you're fit right in. There's going to be lots and lots of prizes, a lot of raffles. You don't get money when you gamble at these casino nights. You get these raffle tickets, and all the proceeds will go to the benefit of the animals and the care of the animals. Some of our medical bills, like, range from $4,000 to $6,000 a month. So this will be a great help to us. And hopefully we'll have one every year.
That's right. That's why you call it the first annual, so you have the second annual next.
Exactly. We'll think of something else.
Where can people buy tickets or even make a donation?
Well, the donations can be made directly to one of our directors, and that would be the address would be at 292 Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And to get tickets. Now, tickets will close at 5:30 tomorrow evening. That will be the cutoff. You can go on your computer to Eventbrite, E-V-E-N-T, B as in boy, R-I-T-E.com. Look for Wild West Casino Night. It is so easy to get the tickets there.
Well, thanks, Fran, so much for joining us, and we're going to talk to you same time tomorrow morning. We'll get a little more information about the event at Ruth Eckert Hall tomorrow night, Canine Estates.
God bless you, Ed, for helping us. It's so wonderful of you to help us.
Thank you. We're going to give away a couple of tickets later on today, and we'll see you tomorrow, Fran.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to it.
Thank you again. Thank you. And now, Canadian News.